What's up, it's your girl, Tawny Newsom. Hello.
This is Andrew T.
Our podcast, Yo, Is This Racist?, has some premium bonus episodes coming soon.
On these bonus episodes, we'll be taking additional voicemails that are, quote, too hot
too
for the
hot.
Main feed.
That's right. Get your extra half hour of roasting racists every Friday starting May 1st. What's that, Andrew?
Toddy came up with a great name for this already. Yo, Is This Racist? On Stitcher Premium.
It's just us. It's just the Yo team. It's just me, Andrew, Matt. Maybe Jordan will pepper in here. Who knows? Maybe Kev. Maybe Kev will weigh in. It's going to be
Any
a family
goddamn
show.
Goddamn thing could happen.
Absolutely. No guest, just voicemails. Some voicemails that are follow-ups or things that we didn't want to drop in the main feed because it's not normally what we do. That's what's going to be in the Yo Is This Racist catalog.
Oh, and if you're a racist that calls in thinking that we'll give you attention, we might just put you on Yo Is This Racist, so you have to sign up and pay money to get your little racist jollies.
That's right. Now, if you don't have Stitcher Premium, I'm going to tell you something. You can go to stitcherpremium.com and use the promo code YO for a one-month free trial. How about that?
That is dope.
Yo, Is This Racist Premium bonus episodes out now. Listen now on Stitcher Premium. And for a free month trial of Stitcher Premium, use code YO. That's code YO for a free month. Ta-da! Here we are. Everybody.
That was perfect.
Welcome to Yo, Is This Racist Premium? No, that's what it's called. It's called Yo, Is This Racist?
This is the raciest show. This is the podcast, the hardcore uncensored podcast on Premium Stitcher Premium.com.
Mm-hmm. We're keeping that name. I don't care. We cannot promise that the content will be racy, but we can promise that the content will be not seen in the other feed. This is premium content only, where we listen to some voicemails with just us, just the gang, just the Team Yo gang. No guests.
Just the team. No guests. You know what? We can say all the stuff that the guests are too afraid to
say.
Yeah,
things we can't
shock,
say
shock
in
Andrews
front of
in the
those
house.
Snowflakes. So yeah, it's just us listening to voicemails and commenting on them. Now, Andrew, you chose these voicemails. Would you say that they are the ones that you did not want to subject our guests to? Is there a common theme with these voicemails that we're going to be doing in Premium?
Not a huge, thorough common theme. I think one thing that there's more of in here is there's a couple that are like follow-ups, a couple that I just wanted to talk about. And since we've been in lockdown, I'm not afraid to say it, we're in lockdown. We haven't had a chance to talk to people about it. So about guests for a little bit. So there's a little bit of that. But yeah, I think generally going forward, this will be the place for if we get a particularly interesting follow-up question, We'll maybe throw them in here. We'll probably have one or two more outright racists in here, so we can just tell them to go fuck themselves.
Yeah,
I don't think there's not like a super stringent theme right now. This one's all for the Stitcher Premium, premiumstitcherpremium.com yo heads out there. And so I think there's a little bit if you're loving Yo, Is This Racist regular and you want to get more of us and you want to hear something, I think we're open to suggestions. Hit us up on Twitter.
Yeah.
On nowhere else. And let us know what you think, if there's other stuff that makes sense for this thread. But I think generally it'll be stuff like follow-ups, stuff that's a little longer, stuff that is like just us wanting to blow off some steam, and we'll use that as a starting point and evolve the too hot for regular podcasting
That sounds good to me. Yeah, because something we've talked about a couple of times is how you shield me and the rest of the world from the horrors of the voicemail inbox. how there's just outright racists that call in.
Yeah. And we're not going to do a ton of that because that will get old real quick and fuck those people. However, you know what? If you are a racist and you did call in thinking that you got one on, guess what? The only place you're going to hear your fucking voicemail and get the attention you so desire, premiumstitcherpremium.com.
Yeah, so if you are a terrible racist and you really think you're dunking on us, just remember that we're putting this in premium because we're getting paid for your fuckery. So enjoy, bitch.
Yeah. So yeah, that's why this is, if you're a racist, this is where subscribe, promo code YO, and this is where you'll find your content. This is your attention that you want.
Great. Who's the first person? Is this person bad or are they nice?
They're nice. This is a bit more of a follow-up inside one, so let's go.
Hello, Andrew. Hello, Tony. My name is Jose. I live in Portland, Oregon. Big fan of the podcast. I had a question about something that is perceived as, sorry, how do I explain it? I work at a place, a brunch restaurant, and it's a pretty white kind of place. There's a bunch of white people doing yoga and whatnot. And I always loved wearing, one of your shirts that I picked up, the Go Back to Europe Airlines shirt. And people would always comment on it, and I would tell them, you know, what it's about and what the podcast is about. But I just realized over the weekend that a lot of people were concerned when they'd see my shirt, and it dawned on me when someone told me that they thought it was a great joke on the coronavirus. So I was wondering, is it weird that I love wearing the shirt. Is it weird that I still wear it right now? Should I shelve it for a minute? Thanks. I love the show. Have a good day.
Okay. We always knew this was a danger.
Yeah.
To go back to Europe Airlines.
Look, it was a quip. It made sense at the time when the Go Back to Africa take was newly hot again for some stupid fucking reason in the news. So it's not a standalone shirt that's going to weather the test of time.
I mean, that's always been the fundamental problem with our merch is, and arguably our entire show, is that pretty much anything we have said, have written down in any way, taken out of context, looks bad, and it's very easy to take it out of context.
Yeah, especially when it's just a shirt and people are gonna, unless you stand there and explain to them the podcast and where it came from, like it sounds like you've been doing, which I'm so sorry to have given you such a chore. Yeah, you might want to shelve it at least for now or forever, maybe. I knew when we were selling them earlier or last year, 2019 BC, before COVID, when we did a live show in Seattle, and that one sold out like super fast. Like everyone wanted the Europe Airlines shirts. And I was like, you guys know, like wearing this, you're going to have to like explain yourself and it's kind of problematic. And people were like, no, we want that. Because in Seattle,
big conversation.
Yeah, these people are shit starters, and I like that about them. but yeah, it's not good.
I will just say that the worst version of it was a version that banked on anti-European xenophobia coming back.
Right.
And we weren't exactly heading in that direction. And things are a little tricky because what I will say a little bit is that I think, like, I don't actually know. I'm sure there's some anti-Italian bias creeping back in, probably because everyone on lockdown is watching The Sopranos again. So we all hate those people, if you know what I'm saying. But I just think like it's a little bit churlish to be like Europe. Europeans are being discriminated against, I think, right now. So I, you know what? I'm going to say, keep wearing the shirt, wear two shirts, wear, buy another shirt and cut out the front and sew it to the back. So it says, go back to your airlines on both
Reckless
sides.
Behavior. I have a serious question though. Mm-hmm. Why are people doing yoga mm-hmm. in your brunch restaurant?
I didn't even, there was so much stuff in that voicemail that was like, see, oh, this is another thing. If you're on Stitcher Premium, listening to Too Hot for TV. We're not going to yell at you if the voicemail goes too long.
No.
Fucking just bring it on. Fucking 6 minutes, 7 minutes. If you leave a 30-minute voicemail that makes it to air, it's going to make it
to air. Stitcher will send you a
100%.
Check.
100% guarantee. That's your own show. But yeah, it was a little bit like, I mean, you know, homeboys in Portland. Portland's Portland. We love Portland. Portland is, that's our spiritual live show home. I think we can agree. We've done
that's
more
true.
Shows in
we
Portland
do love doing a live
else.
Show there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you need to examine your surroundings a bit more. What's this restaurant? Why are you wearing it to work? I don't feel like as a server at a restaurant, you should wear a shirt that says anything. Maybe that's just because that invites people to talk to you more, and that's my nightmare. I don't know.
But that's Portland. That's Portland, baby. Know. We stir it up.
Don't talk to me about my shirt.
IPAs, a salmon, one whole salmon. Mm-hmm. Next time I go to Portland, you people need to give me one entire salmon, and I'm going to eat it.
I mean, I don't doubt you. Have you figured out a way to do a crab night in lockdown?
I mean, the crab place we go to is still selling crab. And actually, the Korean grocery store had a surplus of crab last time I was there.
Oh, hell yeah.
So I haven't done it, but there's no reason. The only reason you wouldn't want to do it is depending on the cooking situation you got. Like, often when I have a crab cook in my house, I do tend to kind of spend minimal time in that house for the next couple
days.
Yeah,
you have a crab house then all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? Fuck it. Just live in the crab stink. That's what lockdown's all about. Live in the crab stink. It's better than most of the other stinks you have going on.
That's true.
Yeah. How about any desert crabs?
No, I haven't done that yet. But I did a moqueca, a seafood moqueca. So that's like, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but it's Brazilian and it's like a seafood. It's kind of like a bouillabaisse, but it's Brazilian. And that was a bit of a seafood aroma, but it went away quickly. We're all fine.
I mean, the thing about your desert house that I love so much is you can also just boil that shit up outside.
Yeah, actually, we could.
2020, boil that shit up outside.
Hell yeah, hot pot nation.
See, these are slogans you can put. See, if we had shirts that said, yo, is this racist?
Boil that shit up outside.
Boil that shit up outside.
Or
that would be...
Or an even more friendly one that doesn't say the word racist on it, that just says like... YITR and then mm-hmm. Hot Pot 2020.
Boil that shit up outside. mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, we fucked up with our
merch.
Yeah,
we did a bad job.
So yeah, if you're a listener on just pornhub.com/yoisthisracist, the uncensored yoisthisracist that you're listening to right now, yeah, boil that shit up outside. That's our new merch.
What you definitely don't want to do is take that go back to Europe shirt and turn it into a mask during these corona times. You don't want that. That's what you don't want to do.
Hell yeah. Would any of our merch do well as a mask? I guess, can I speak to your manager? Has a certain charm
actually,
to it?
Actually, that's adorable. Yeah. Yeah, because you're like,
that would be a good one.
Where you're like, why are you out of yeast? Can you tell me when the shipment of yeast mm-hmm. will be back in? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll try that, guys.
We're all speaking to people's managers.
Yeah.
All right, should we punch another voicemail?
Let's punch it.
Yo, Tawny, Andrew, and guest. I recently realized that I know three couples that are polyamorous. That's not the issue for me. What does give me pause, however, is that they all seem to be co-opting the language of minorities and marginalized people to describe their lifestyle. These couples are all white, and I'm not sure if they really fit into any marginalized group. My question is it racist for polyamorous people to align themselves with people of color and LGBTQ people? Thanks.
Okay. I'm confused. I thought he just meant they were like saying dap too much or something.
Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of the voicemails. It's sometimes it's just like a beautiful onion of what the fuck did you just say over and over and over again.
Right.
Okay. Now, on a sensible show, we would say stuff like, obviously, you can't rank various... Here's the thing that I would say is, on some level, I guess, you know, if you're poly, there are sort of structural societal things that are unfair to you.
Sure.
And this is where I say the actual dangerous thing, which is, I guess there is some sort of difference between like discrimination based off of who you are and discrimination based off of choices. And I would say polyamory probably is closer to a gray area in terms of shit I don't really know about.
Yeah.
You know, like for me, like, you don't choose to be, you know, gay, you don't choose to be black, you don't choose to be disabled, etc. But you do choose to be, I don't know, a Republican. Or I guess the thing that's a little controversial to me is, like, you do also choose a religion, although discrimination on religion is a thing that I understand is a problem. So maybe that's it. It's sort of closer to that.
Yeah, it's like, what's a protected class? Maybe, not that that's the ultimate guideline, but maybe that's...
I know. Ugh. Like, what's fair, right? Like, what's actually fucking fair? But this, to me, a little bit actually sort of reminds me of a thing that I think happened on... This happened on Twitter at some point, sometime during lockdown. Do you notice time bleeds together into just one before day?
Merry Christmas.
And one today.
Happy Halloween.
However, there was something that came up on Twitter, which was just like, someone writing into one of those advice columns that was like, I'm black, my mom won't speak to my white girlfriend because she said that like being vegan is the same as the civil rights movement. If you saw this on Twitter.
I did not see this. Oh my God.
It's very, very like, what the fuck is happening? However, it is one of those things where it's like, that's wrong and fucked up, but I sort of see where the vegan person's coming from. It's like, if you truly believe that animals are identical to humans and you are truly dumb enough to not understand that some humans have been compared to animals before, then I guess you could see the idea of equality for animals as being akin to some kind of civil rights movement. Now.
Yeah, what's the rest of this?
As far as, like, I guess what I mean is, like, the polyamorous folks, I mean, I'm trying to think what, you know, there's a social stigma to polyamory. And I guess in the sense that, you know, polyamorous, you can't get married to multiple people. That is a type of legal, we'll call it discrimination, I guess.
Okay.
You know, that becomes sort of a systemic thing. That is
yeah.
I don't know. It's just one of those things where, like, I feel like everything I'm about to say in 10 years could be utterly reprehensible.
Oh, totally. Well, I feel that way because I admittedly don't know a lot about it, or I don't... Or the people in my life who practice that. I don't even know if you say practice. I guess we don't have a lot of conversations about it. So I know that in 10 years, anything I think or say right now will be not even wrong. It just won't be what I think once I have some information about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but it's at the same time, like, I mean, except for those kind of like two things, like I would say the social stigma is increasingly is decreasing as time goes forward to polyamory. And while the inability to like marry multiple people, I guess will just be a thing that will be clear down the road. And maybe that is a piece of discrimination that matters. Like, there isn't other, like comparing that to the struggles of any other named more traditional marginalized group, which maybe is just a fucking piece of gatekeeping that is wrong, but comparing it to those struggles feels gross to me.
It doesn't feel right. I don't know if there just needs to be separate terminology so that everybody can have their little slice of the struggle pie, but
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, but that's sort of the thing that happens a lot, is there's like a lot of one downsmanship, a lot of like, you know, oh, like I have it bad, you have it bad, I have it worse kind of shit. You know, obviously that's a big thing I fucking talk about on Yo, Is This Racist regular, about like Asian folks and all that stuff and like, you know, discrimination, but also perpetuating discrimination and white supremacy and all that shit.
Andrew, I feel like you are embracing the term Yo, Is This Racist? Because that clearly delineates between Yo, Is This Racist?
Yo, is this the race? Is Yo, Is This Racist? All right. I like how you dropped the actual correct thing. I've been trying to find some other dumb way to refer to this, but yes, Yo, Is This Racist?
It's
actually the correct way to do it.
Mm-hmm. It tells people
it really gets the point across.
It's the it's the superlative of our regular feed show.
Mm-hmm. It tell people what up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what do you think? Like,
I don't think anything. I think, how come they're all white?
Well, I think that's the thing. It is like it's
polyamory. You get to be in a relationship with multiple people and they're all white. That's who you chose.
Yes. You know what? Okay. So yes, that's why they're racist. Boom. You have that many people involved and they're all white. That's on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That's good. That's the Yo, Is This Racist guarantee. We'll fucking work backwards and find this shit. And it's always going to be about how many people you fuck it.
Yeah.
That's what we can do. Stitcher Premium.
What time is it? Should we listen to another one? What's going on?
Yeah, fuck it. Let's do it. Yeah.
Hi, guest and Tawny and or Andrew. I'm white. I went recently to visit my parents. They live a couple hours away. We started talking about politics a little bit, and the topic of race came up. And I guess I've never had a serious conversation about race with my parents before. My dad said something implicitly racist, and I tried to call it out, and he came out swinging. He said some pretty gross stuff, and to my dismay, my mom joined in too. I'm like, what? I tried to argue back, but they said stuff like that I've never met a real racist before, or racism isn't the reason for the economic disparity we see, like super basic stuff that is like easily false. Anyway, I just left after a while, and that's not to make me sound good. They were just saying such basic cliches like I'm not racist, but, or one of my best friends is black, that I didn't even know how to respond because it's so fundamentally basic. I guess that's on me. Anyway, I've gotten several opinions since then, like just don't bring up the topic with them again or send them a good book. I love my parents, but honestly, at this point, I'm just floating the idea of never talking to them again. What do I do? Thanks.
Hell yeah.
Hell
yeah.
I mean,
I love this.
You got to talk to them again so that they're nicer to the lady at the bank that they run into all the time.
Oh.
It's your job to fix them a little. That's going to be my position on that. I know we're always like, fuck your family, leave everybody, blah, blah, blah. But nah, if they're this basic, it's wild when you talk to somebody about like race or anything progressive What's wild when you talk to people who just like aren't online and they don't know that these arguments they're bringing up are very 2004 or 1954. So, yeah, I mean, I think every time you talk to them, you bring up a tiny little thing and just duke it out until they're beaten into some sort of a submission. Yeah.
I mean, I will say that, in my opinion, not talking to them but letting them know why can be part of fixing them.
Yeah.
But I will say, actually, in terms of like a specific thing the caller said, it's not that hard to just make them go down their rabbit hole. So, for instance, this caller said, like, oh, income disparities don't have anything to do with racism. It is like one or two logical steps away from them saying, I just think Black people are inferior to everyone else in some way. Like, did like force them to say it. Just like, okay, then what is it caused by? Okay, why is that? Okay, why is that? Okay, is that genetic? That four sentences will make them like, and then if it's not genetic, then why? What is it? What is it? What is it about? I'm just going to guess they're talking about Black folks, but you know what? It could be anything, I suppose. But if like make them say, I think that they are inferior to other people in some way. And then tell them to go fuck themselves forever.
Oh, God.
But I think that's part of fixing it. I mean, I like as someone who, you know, argues with my racist uncle. Like, it's just like that's the only thing that comes remotely close to working. He's actually just an open racist, so it doesn't help that much. But like, yeah, I think making these people confront the actual results of their biases can help. But I commend the caller for starting out with, maybe I just won't talk to my parents again. This is the wavelength that Andrew rests on.
Yeah, sounds like it. Producer Matt, do you have any thoughts about this?
I mean, I'm on your side of this, Tani. Because I have family members in my life as well that are like, that just say things that I'm just like, you know, tired of having to correct. So I just, you know, deep sigh and say, we don't say that. When you say that to someone or about someone, and if they heard it, they would be upset. Do you want to make anyone upset? The answer is usually no, which is nice. They're not doing it to be mean, but they just don't know any better. And so I'm just like, no, we don't say that anymore. Like, but we used to say that way. I was like, you're old, right? So don't just be like young people and don't say things that make you sound like an old idiot.
You sound like this is some weird reversal of like a parent with a tiny child.
Yeah.
You know, like a tiny child sees another adult in the world and they're like, mommy, how come his nose ugly? And the parent is like, okay, we don't do that. That's not what we say.
I was just saying this to somebody the other day that like I'm at a point right now with like not just like my parents and like the other like older adults in my life where I do now feel like I'm responsible for like for them. Like I've reached that level of me being an adult where I'm just like, no. Please stop going outside. They're telling us not to go outside. Do not call it that. That is not the type of flu it is. You have to call it the coronavirus, please. we're not calling it that.
Baby, don't touch the stove. The stove
exactly.
Hot. Don't touch
it's
it.
A lot of stuff like that.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, make it about you. Just be like, it's fucking, like, embarrassing to me when you're out there being racist. I will say a little bit, though, this guy sounds like his parents are not maybe those people, because it sounded like when confronted at all,
they were like,
mad.
I like being racist. Like, that's how the other side of the conversation sounded like it was going.
Yeah, and those people, I don't think, always respond well to, we don't say that anymore. So, yeah. So, you know what, caller? Tell us how it went. We'll do follow-ups.
Yeah, this could be the follow-up shit.
Let us know how it went. Tell us which method. No, tell us how it went first and then tell us which method you tried.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there.
And that goes for other listeners. If we answered your question, or I don't know, talked about your question is maybe a better way to say it. Follow up, Ed. Give us details. Give us the where are they now for the racists in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'll start a fucking scorecard. Okay. That was Stitcher, our Yo, Is This Raciest?
Yeah.
Episode one.
Yeah. Too hot for the main television.
Just this is uncensored, unfiltered,
unpasteurized milk.
Mm-hmm. Just drink that milk right out the udder. Yeah. Just
don't make the noise.
Well, that's how we end the show. Tawny says, "Don't make the noise,"
and then we go away
and we stop. Thanks for listening, everyone.